Johnny, what's happened to New York?
I'm not with you, Lee.
Well, we've been here 2 weeks. 2 whole weeks. And no crime has come our way. I seem to remember statistics to the effect that a major crime is committed in New York every 75 seconds. Well, they certainly haven't been coming our way.
Well, for my money, it makes a nice change.
You know what I feel like? I feel like watching the boxing.
Watching? But Lee...
Yeah, I know. I can't watch. But that's what I've got you for, isn't it? You're supposed to be my eyes. Well, we'll combine a little business with pleasure tonight.
Okay.
I want to see the big fight at the Garden. So we'll go along. And you'll see how good you are at explaining to me exactly what's going on. I want a blow-by-blow description of the fight. And heaven help you if I miss a blow.
Goodyear presents... The Sounds of Darkness. Good evening. The Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, makers of passenger, truck, and tractor tires for every requirement in South Africa's farming, commerce, and industry, bring you Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the sounds of darkness. Tonight's Sounds of Darkness, you will hear Tony Jay as Lee Masters, James White as Johnny Bridges. Others in the cast are Louis Ife, Adrian Steed, George Carellin, and Hugh Rouse. Now let's join the world of Lee Masters in tonight's Sounds of Darkness, The Last Round.
Sailor Pavosky is coming down to the ring now, are we? He's prancing around the ring, holding his hands over his head. They've made him favorite. He's 6-4 on the sailor.
You fancy him?
Yeah.
Well, me, I reckon Tiger Jackson will stop him inside 6.
Oh, you gotta be joking me.
No.
Tiger Jackson's well over 30. This guy's young in his prime.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes, you know, a couple of dozen fights under your belt stands you in better stead than 5 years the right side of 30. This sailor guy now, he's had 9 pro fights, that's all.
I know.
He's won them all. 6 of them are knockouts. But I still like the Tiger.
Oh, here he comes now.
Not such a reception as the sailor, huh?
He seems kind of... I don't know.
Kind of what?
Well, he's not looking around and smiling the way the other guy was. He's walking kind of slow. His head's down. You know, instead of looking at his feet. He's getting to the ring now. He's not playing to the crowd at all, this guy. He's going straight to his corner. He's sitting down. He doesn't look much to me.
What's Sailor Pavelski doing?
He's standing in his corner, hands along the ropes behind him. He's sort of leering at Tiger Jackson. His pole act sure looks confident.
Well, when you get a fighting pole, he's usually pretty cocksure. You say Jackson doesn't look so good.
I've certainly seen better.
Ladies and gentlemen, a 10-round contest at the welterweight limit of 147 pounds. On my right, at 140 pounds, Tiger Jackson! On my left, at 146 pounds, Sailor Kowalski!
Certainly with the pole, all right.
He's got them both in the center of the ring now. I give him the old routine about breaking clean and so on.
Quiet a minute, Johnny.
Huh?
I want to listen to that riff.
Oh, now, don't tell me you can't.
Quiet.
Okay, so the horse didn't win. What can that happen if the horse that back robbed home by 20 lengths? Since when's the crime to back a winner?
Since you fixed it so the favorite would lose and doped your horse to make sure it won. That's when.
You're gonna have to prove that, cover. Me, I ain't saying nothing until I see my lawyer.
All right, you bum. Shake hands now, and when the bell goes, come out fighting.
That ref, Johnny. Who is he? What's his name? Look in the program.
Now, don't tell me you could hear anything he was saying over the racket going on.
I heard. I can't remember the name, but I've heard that voice before at the wrong end of an interrogation session.
It says here his name is Lucas. Snowy Lucas.
In a pig's eye, his name is Lucas. I remember now. Yeah, his name is Bolt. Piggy Bolt, they used to call him on account that's just what he looked like. A pig. Yeah, this guy looked at me.
Yeah, now you come to mention it, he does.
Johnny, my little warning bell is ringing like crazy. You gotta keep your eyes peeled. Might be a false alarm, but I have a feeling that something crooked is on the program for tonight.
As if he's in trouble. He's down, bro. Tiger Jackson's knocked him down. Funny. It didn't look like knockout punches to me. Just two little taps to the mouth. At first, they didn't seem to do any harm. Then, all of a sudden, the guy drops like he's been poleaxed. Hey, how about that? The poleaxe was poleaxed.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the winner by a knockout in the first
minute of the fifth round, Tiger Jackson! What is it, Johnny? Pavelski isn't moving. He's just lying there. They're trying to bring him around. Not a chance. Hey, that guy really is out. How do you figure that? A little tap and he's still unconscious.
If he is unconscious.
You don't mean he's...
I don't know. But with Piggy Bolt around, it's only natural that things should smell. Come on, let's get moving. I want to be in the dressing room when they carry that guy in.
What are you doing here?
FBI. Put the guy down.
Over here, Snowy.
How is he?
My boy's hurt bad. I'm Sailor's manager. He's hurt bad.
I don't feel any pulse here. He's not breathing. Anyhow, somebody's got quite a lot to answer for. This was Pavelski's last round.
He's dead? Are you trying to say my boy is dead?
He's dead. And just to make the party complete, his breath smells of bitter almonds. Potassium cyanide to you.
What is this? I don't... What's all this anyway?
Who does this guy think he is?
Okay, you better sit over there.
Yeah, what is all this anyway?
To my way of thinking, the murderer must be one of you guys.
Where are you getting that, Topper?
Your first, Tiger.
Oh, me? I don't know nothing. I mean, for why should I want to murder the bum? I had him beat anyway.
Sounded like a great fight tonight, Tiger.
Thanks, Scoppy, but I don't know nothing about it, honest.
You're next, Collie.
This is a lot of nonsense. Why would I want to harm my own boy? Why should I
Name
go to...
Name first. Who are you?
Collie Blake. I'm the sailor's manager. I was in his corner tonight, like I am every night. You was talking about Patar, whatever the name was. Well, I don't know nothing about that. Everything went like it usually does. I don't see how anybody could have slipped the guy a Mickey.
Well, we'll see about that. Tell me, Collie, the water bottle.
Yeah?
Did Sailor drink between rounds?
A fighter don't drink between rounds, very, very rarely. He takes a swig from the bottle and he spits it out. He maybe gargles a bit. But not very often does a fighter drink between rounds. Well, that way he'd get sluggish, you know?
Yeah, I see. You got that water bottle, Johnny?
I got both of them here, one from each corner. And I got the buckets they used to sponge them down.
Good. All right, next.
Well, I'm Snowy Lucas. I was ref for the fight. I can't tell you nothing.
Yeah. Mr. Lucas.
That's right.
Would it have been at all possible, in any way, for anything to have been introduced into Sailor's mouth from Tiger's glove?
Come again? You mean could the guy, Tiger, could he have had this poison on his glove and pushed it in the Sailor's mouth?
That's what I mean.
Hey, now listen, I didn't do nothing.
I'm not asking you, Tiger. Well, Mr. Lucas, would it have been possible?
No, not a chance. You see, when they goes down under the canvas, when their gloves touch the deck, before they start fighting again, it's the ref's job to grab the guy by the wrists and rub the gloves on his shirt, the ref's own shirt. Well, that way you get rid of the rosin, you know. They put the rosin on the canvas so the guy won't slip. Well, a dirty fighter will try to keep this on his gloves.
So that at the first opportunity, he can rub his glove in the other guy's eyes and temporarily blind him. Yeah, that I know.
Yeah, well, like I said, tonight's fight was clean. There was nothing like that. When Tiger did go down, I made sure he wiped his gloves clean.
Yeah, I see. Well, there's just one thing that worries me, Mr. Lucas.
Yeah? What's that?
The fact that your name isn't Snowy Lucas.
Huh?
It's Piggy Bolt. And the last time you and I talked, you were dodging a rap for doping a racehorse. Yeah, you won a lot of dough that time.
You know, wait a minute.
Maybe you also won a lot of money tonight. Maybe you backed Tiger Jackson to win. And maybe you made sure he did win by poisoning Sailor Pavelski. Maybe somehow, when you wiped the rosin off Tiger's gloves, you managed to rub some poison on
him. He must be nuts.
Maybe. Maybe not. But it's a possibility, isn't it, Piggy? It's a possibility that could send you right to the chair.
You're listening to The Last Round, tonight's Sounds of Darkness, brought to you by Goodyear, the greatest name in rubber.
Lab report on the gloves, Lee.
Yeah, what do they say?
No trace of cyanide, not a thing.
There you are.
I told you you was nuts.
So you did, Piggy. Well, it looks like it maybe lets you out for the time being.
Say, how long have we got to stay here?
Till I find the murderer.
Yeah, but it's 1 o'clock in the morning already.
Yeah, that's right. It is. All right, who's next?
My name's Wilkie, Jess Wilkie. I manage the Tiger here.
And you were in his corner tonight?
Sure, I'm his second, too.
What do you know about this?
Honest, Mr. Masters, I don't know nothing. My boy was doing good tonight, and he would have won anyway. I had nothing against this, sir. I mean, why should I? My boy was the better boy, and he was all set to win. So why should I follow it all up by giving him poison? Anyway, I was never anywhere near him.
So the lab reports show no traces of cyanide in either of the water bottles, or the buckets, or on the sponges, or the gloves. That right, Johnny?
That's right.
So how in the heck can somebody give a fighter in the middle of the ring, in Madison Square Garden, in the middle of the fifth round, a fatal dose of poison?
Can I talk to you a moment, Lee?
Well, I wouldn't leave this bunch alone with the body. All right, I tell you what. You got a guard outside?
Sure, I got four fellas from the central precinct.
Okay, let them escort this bunch of beauties into the dressing room next door and keep an eye on them. They're not to talk to anybody. And while they're at it, they may as well search them.
Yeah, you can't search us unless you got a search warrant.
Well, now, you're quite right there, Piggy.
I know I am.
But I tell you what the position is. Either you let us search you here and now without a warrant.
Huh?
In other words, you cooperate with the police for a change, or else I'll personally see that they tie a charge on you for resisting an officer in the execution of his duty, and you'll do 6 months before we even start.
Well, hang on, wait a minute.
And I'll search you anyway, by force if necessary.
Huh?
So, what do you got to say to that?
Well, look, I'm not beefing. Well, sure you can search me. I got nothing to hide.
That's mighty nice of you, Piggy.
I'll say this.
Open the door, Johnny.
Okay, Lee.
Officer, take this chorus line round into the dressing room next door and keep an eye on them till I let you know.
Sure thing, Mr. Masters. Come on, you guys. This way.
Yeah, well, all right.
Well, Johnny, what is it?
I was thinking. Seems like the only way anybody could have poisoned that guy would have been to have given him the poison in the ring.
That, Johnny, is the problem. I know it sounds impossible, but that's just what must have happened.
But, Lee, I'm telling you, it didn't happen.
Look, think back. Think hard. In between rounds, between the, what was it, the fourth and the fifth rounds.
Yeah.
Anything happened? Anything at all?
Jeepers, Lee, I don't think so. I mean, you know, the usual stuff. You know, like rubbing the guy's muscles, fanning him with a towel, giving him the water bottle, all that kind of jazz. Nothing special.
You sure?
If there had been anything, I'd have noticed. That I'm sure of.
Which leaves us right back where we started. Somebody poisoned that guy while he was in the middle of the ring, watched by 6,000 people. What did you get, Johnny?
Lucas, or Bolt, or whatever his name is, was telling the truth. He backed to Grant on Tiger Jackson to win. Nobody else had a bet. But I ran into Droopy outside.
Oh, is that who's with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me, Mr. Lee.
Well, you might be just the guy I want to talk to. Guess there's not much goes on in the sporting world, either on the level or crooked, that you don't know about, is there?
Well, I keep my ear to the ground.
Now, what's the word on the killing?
Killing? Somebody dead?
Maybe. How was the money going? What was the betting like on the fight tonight? I mean, last night.
Ah, you mean Sailor Pavelski and Tiger Jackson? Yeah, there was big bread floating around on that one.
A lot of dough, huh?
You asked me, the syndicate climbed in on this one.
As big as that, huh?
Yeah.
And these guys don't open their eyes under $100,000.
The way I heard it, they stood to win $500,000.
And they won, of course.
Of course. When the syndicate bets, that ain't a gamble. That's a certainty. One way or another, they make sure of that.
Yeah. Okay, Droopy. Thanks a lot. See you around.
Here's something for your trouble.
Ah, gee, thanks, mister. It wasn't no trouble. For you, Mr. Lee, it's only a pleasure. You know that.
Sure, sure. Have a drink anyway.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Lee. I'll see you around.
Well, very interesting, Johnny.
Yeah.
As I remember the fight the way you told it, Sailor didn't look as if he was losing until he dropped in the fifth. Is that right?
That's right.
And in spite of the fact that I fancied Tiger, Sailor was the obvious one to win, wasn't he?
He started out as our favorite.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I think?
What's that?
I think the Sailor was going to take a dive. I think it was all arranged that way. And for some reason, he changed his mind. By this time, it was too late. The syndicate had already laid out close to $250,000. He had to lose. That's why he was killed.
So now we know why, but we don't know how or who.
Just let me think a minute, Johnny. When you've eliminated every alternative, what you're left with must be the modus operandi.
Huh?
Yeah. Now, so far, we've eliminated the fact that he might have been given poison before he came into the ring.
Uh-huh.
He didn't pick up poison from Tiger Jackson's gloves.
Right.
He didn't get poison from the water bottle.
True.
And there were no traces of cyanide in the buckets. We've searched every one of these birds, and every one of them is clean. Of course. Why didn't I think of that before?
What?
I must be slipping. If I had seen the fight tonight instead of you telling me about it, I'd have solved this thing before we got up from our seats.
What are you talking about?
Johnny, you know something? I think I know how this thing was done, and I think I know who did it. Trouble is, I haven't got the faintest idea how I'm going to prove it.
Okay,
gentlemen. I've called you all back in here to tell you that in any moment from now, you can all go home.
Oh, that's the nicest thing you've ever...
All of you, except one, that is. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'll tell you why Sailor Pavelski was murdered. And this isn't guessing. We've checked, and we know. About 2 weeks ago, the syndicate approached Sailor through a third party and offered $20,000 for him to take a dive. Sailor agreed. The third party clinched the deal and took the $20,000. When he went to give Sailor his share, the Pole had changed his mind. No amount of persuasion on the part of this third party could get the Sailor to throw the fight. Now our friend, Mr. Third Party, was in trouble. The syndicate had laid out big, big money. Sailor had to lose. On his form, he was a cert to win. So Mr. Third Party, the murderer, hit upon a bright little scheme. He got hold of some prussic acid. Yeah, and I know where he got it from. The poison was put into a soluble capsule, long and thin. And then the capsule was put into the sailor's mouth.
What are you talking about, copper?
Your brother-in-law develops photographs, Collie. Bet there's plenty of potassium cyanide lying around his darkroom.
Yeah.
You put the capsule in the sailor's mouth, didn't you?
You're nuts. When did I get that chance?
Before round five started. In the ring, in full view of 6,000 people, you slipped the capsule in his mouth.
Oh, the gum shield. Of course, the gum shield.
That's right. That's right, Piggy. Who handles a fighter's gum shield? Only his second.
Prove it. I'd like to see you prove it.
Just before the fifth round started, you slipped Sailor's gum shield back into his mouth. Only this time, the cyanide capsule was stuck to it. You knew with a couple of punches to the mouth that the capsule would burst and that the sailor would swallow the poison. And that's the way it happened.
Da, talk. Just talk. Prove it, copper.
I have proved it. That gum shield went to the laboratory. They found the traces that I need.
Why, you...
Get him, Johnny.
All right, I did it. What could I do? It was him or me. You know the syndicate. If Sailor had won, they'd have rubbed me out for sure. I didn't have no chance.
Thanks, Collie. I got 3 independent witnesses to your confession apart from the police. Take him away.
Okay, come on, Collie. Come on now. Come on. Okay.
Well, maybe I'm not such a bad gambler after all.
A gambler? What are you talking about?
I didn't have that gum shield tested.
What?
It wouldn't have done any good. In the first place, all traces of cyanide would have been washed off it by the saliva in the mouth. And in the second place, it wouldn't have proved anything in the first place.
You were bluffing?
Yeah, I bluffed him into squealing in front of witnesses. He'll make a full confession down to the central precinct. That's the only way we could have got him, Johnny. Next time, I suggest a night off watching the fights. Just sock me one, will you?
So ends tonight's Sounds of Darkness, presented for your entertainment by the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, makers of world-famous passenger tires, truck and tractor tires for every requirement in South Africa's farming, commerce and industry. Join us next Friday and every Friday night at 9:30 when Goodyear will again present the blind detective Lee Masters in... The Sounds of Darkness.